Greg Yarrell,
Royal Hard Hat.
You know, his work was really solid Tuesday morning. Be very, very disappointed if Sploke couldn't bounce back today.
What do we do today?
I like Royal Hard Hat.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Royal Hard Hat in front. He's holding a dandy man in the shadows and Royal Hard Hat about a half length.
The Early Mail.
The Early Mail today is at Terang and Sale. We're racing at two meetings today and afternoon sessions too, just by the way. No luck yesterday on the Early Mail. Got chopped out with a bit of a run there, so we didn't get any luck there, any luck at all with the run yesterday. So no cash on the spreadsheet yesterday. Wonder what that does. The press will keep us up to date with that. But two meetings this afternoon, Al. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, there's a meeting at Sale. I think that got transferred. I could be wrong here. Mark Hunter will know for sure. He's about to join us after seven, of course. I think this got transferred from Cranbourne, who, of course, have been under renovation, and I don't think they're quite ready yet. So I think they've moved this meeting to Sale. Hence, we have two meetings in Victoria during the day. The first is at Terang, a soft five. Peno is 6.06, the rail in the true position, and then Sale, soft five, Peno 5.92, and the rail is in the true position.
So soft five, rail trues for both Terang and Sale today. Terang's the course with the world's longest straight, isn't it? Doesn't it have the big finishing straight at Terang?
Yes, very good. I'm a big fan of Sale. It's my favourite country track. I think Mark Hunter is a Moeyman. But I'm a big fan of Sale. So we're just waiting to try and chat to Trent Buston, and they've got a big team in at Sale. And then a couple of runners tomorrow as well. They've got Glint of Hope, their Group 1 winning filly going around in the Epona Stakes in Sydney at Rose Hill, and then Cesuro in the Alistair Clark Stakes at the Valley as well. And 37 degrees forecast tomorrow half in Melbourne. So the Valley have relaxed their dress code, which is good news.
That is very good news. Are we bringing races forward? We often do that when it's 37 degrees.
I thought this may occur, and it still might, but not at this stage. But stand by, that could happen today.
It's going to be very sweaty in the regions for cricket grand finals being played tomorrow. Don't you worry about that. But let's get the Early Mail today. Trent Sutton has been good enough to join us. Got some runners today at Sale. Trent, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We are well, mate. Thank you for your time this morning. We know you're busy, so we'll get to it. Race four. Number 10, I think it is. Winning Bid is in action today. Jumping out of barrier three, was second at Pakenham last time out over the 2,000. Steps up to the 2,200 today. Are we happy?
Yeah, 2,200 won't hold any concern. She's real staying filly. She obviously hasn't been far away from a win, and I'm sure she'll run very well again. I think she's a genuine each-way chance, but it's obviously a pretty good... It's not a bad field for a 2,200-metre maiden. Usually they're pretty ordinary, but I see she's...
$9.
10-1, so, yeah. Look, she'll run well.
Okay, that's race four, number 10, winning bid, $9 in the early markets at tab.com.au. And then you got race five, number six, Shadow Hawk, who's up in grade from a 64 to a 78 today, again over the 2,200 metres. It was third at Moonee Valley last time out over the 2040. What's happening today with Shadow Hawk?
Yeah, just trying to get a bit of weight relief, obviously up in grade, but he's a not overly big horse and he's been carrying big weights and struggling a bit with it in his grade, so doesn't look the strongest of 78s, obviously. Again, he should run well and he looks an each-way chance in an even field. He probably just needs to cut out the ground to show his best, but he ran well last time and probably the same sort of run would see him competitive in this race.
Is a soft five at Sale today enough cut out of the ground?
Yes, but I'm picking they'll upgrade it pretty quickly as they do.
Yep.
So you get run at race two out the way.
Yep, that's race five, number six, Shadow Hawk, $4 in the early markets. And then in race seven, you got two runners and both of those for First Light Racing crew. Exceed Expect, number one, is jumping out of barrier three today, first up, and then Liberty Fire is second up today, a little bit deeper in the market. What can you tell us about these two runners?
Liberty Fire will need the run. She's coming off an injury, and she'll need a bit of racing to get her up to fitness levels. Exceed Expect's trolled up well. Again, enjoys a cut out of the ground, but he'll get away with one fresh up. He'll run very well. He's probably, I think, he's our best for the day. He's won three races, so he's well-suited in a 64. And the kid, Tom Preble, rides good. He'll put himself up on speed, and he'll give a good kick.
So just for the promo, Trent, we need this nice and clear for the promo for Monday morning. What's your best for today?
Exceed Expect.
Exceed Expect. That's race 7, number 1. Exceed Expect. $6 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Before I let you go, Glint of Hope, any chance in Sydney tomorrow?
Well, she's obviously been pretty disappointing. Didn't look, she hasn't seemed to have come up this time in, but first time she's stepping up to 2,000 metres. Good gate from Nash Rawilla. So if anyone can get the best out of her, it'll be him. So we're hopeful rather than confident, but she's certainly got the ability to do it if she wants to.
Well, we look forward to seeing how she goes up there in Sydney tomorrow. Appreciate your time this morning. Good luck today and across the weekend as well. Thanks, Trent.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Trent Besutton with us, part of the Besutton Young training combination with four runners today and plenty across the weekend as well. We're at race 7, number 1, Exceed Expect is our investment on the spreadsheet. $6 in the early markets at tab.com.au.